Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Good morning. Oh, we want to welcome back Miss Pat from her short trip to North Carolina. Welcome back, Miss Pat. Welcome, welcome. And welcome to those of you who are traveling today. Welcome to those of you, if it is your birthday, we want to welcome, welcome, welcome you to the show. Welcome to you, if it's your absolute first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. Good morning. We're welcome. We're glad to have you. Glad you decided to stop by and tune into the Coach Lalisa Show. This is the show where we like to motivate. Oh, we love motivating people. We can, if any way we can motivate you to get up, take action, get it done. That's what we are going to do. We're going to do that because we're going to do that no matter what. No matter what they say, no matter who tries to stop us, we're going to do that. You know, when you're on your purpose in life, let me just talk about purpose for a minute. You know, finding your purpose. So many people are looking for their purpose, not sure how to find it. Well, I want to let you know that I can help you find your purpose. Oh, yes, we have some tools to help you find your purpose. So for those of you who don't know your purpose, please inbox me on Facebook and let me know, and I will talk to you about that. But that's what we are doing. We are in the purpose-finding business, and that's what we do. You know, some people are in the diamond-finding business and the gold-finding business. Well, I had no idea that this is the business that I would be in. We are in purpose-finding business, helping people to connect with their purpose in life. Because when you do, I'm telling you, when you're walking in your purpose, every day living in your purpose, there is nothing like it. There is nothing, I'm telling you, your life will absolutely explode. Things will begin to show up in your life that you could have never imagined. You could have never imagined. You have not even visualized yet what can happen in your life when you walk in your purpose. So I want to just talk today about how to find your purpose, or finding your purpose. Talk about finding your purpose. For some people, they found their purpose through accidents. They were in a bad car crash, and from there, they discovered their purpose. For some, I know many, many women who went through horrible domestic abuse. I mean, just the most tragic situations other than death. But even in their death, there was still purpose for their life. Now, I know you're saying, how could someone have purpose in their life, even dead? Well, trust me, it can happen. It can happen. It has happened before. And if you tune in to one of my other shows, and you're going to find out. So I want to talk today about finding your purpose. How to find your purpose. Why is it important to find your purpose? Why is finding your purpose one of the single most important things that you must do? And once you've found it, walk it out. In other words, how to live it. Because there are so many people who know their purpose, but they refuse. They just utterly, flat out refuse to live out their purpose. They know what their purpose is. And some people, that's when they'll tell you, oh, I'm running from the Lord. No, you're just not doing your purpose, okay? You might be running too, but that's what you're running from. You're running from, when you're not living your purpose, you are running from your greatest success, your greatest joy, your most excellent life, the best life you could have. You know, you're neglecting all of that. For what? For what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to, I'm telling you, what's going to be a very, very sad day for so many people. They're going to wake up and still be around in their 60s or 70s and what have you, when they still have all their faculties and all their thinking is there, and they're going to wake up and say, I wish I had did this, this, or that. And see, it's too late then. You see, you got to do it now. You got to do it now. Because you see what you would say, but they say it's never too old to do this and to do that. That's right. But where will you get the real enjoyment out of it? Let's just say you at 70, you wake up and you realize your passion, or you had it all along, but you didn't decide to use it, and you just decide to use it at 70. And let's just say your life ends at 72. That means you had 2 years to live in utter fulfillment. Whereas if you had went on and did your purpose in your 30s, you would have had 40 years of utter enjoyment, utter fulfillment, maximized potential. And maybe at age 40, then you would have had 30 years. Even if you had discovered it at 50, you'd had at least 20 years to enjoy it. You see, I'm just using a scenario only to impress upon you the urgency. I hope you can hear the urgency in my voice. I am coming to you so correct this morning. This is a very rare, not rare form for me to come correct, but I am coming in such a way today. I'm not coming with anxiousness, because be anxious nothing, but I am coming with an urgency. I'm urgent. There's urgency in my voice today. There's urgency on my tongue today that I am, and I'm urging you to walk in your purpose, to live out your purpose, to discover your purpose, to tap into your purpose. When you do, your life will take on a form that you've never, that the only, you've imagined something maybe similar to it, maybe close, because you know we can visualize what we want our lives to look like. But you can do so much more. He says, I can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You cannot even think to the level that your life can show up for you. You know, people talk about how to live your best life and how to be empowered. Even I talk about releasing your power, and that's what I'm really, that's at the heart of it. So we're talking today about purpose, living a life of purpose. Not only is it your purpose, but when you do, your life will literally explode. You will just be on fire for life when you live your life on purpose. That's why we're offering that book, Release Your Power. For those of you who have read the book, for those of you that have even read one chapter of it, for some people, you only need to read one chapter of that book. It may be the chapter on choosing to change. It may be the chapter on spending time with yourself. For some people, you just need to get the book for that, because you've been running from relationship to relationship to relationship ever since you were about probably 15, and you have not yet spent time with yourself, getting to know who you are. And you may say, well, I'm single. I'm not with someone. Maybe you are not, in a sense of that way, with someone. But if your thoughts are constantly, who wants me? Who am I going to get? What am I missing? You know, why don't this? Then you're still kind of emotionally tied to someone. But you need time to really just spend with yourself and enjoy you. See, how can someone else enjoy you if you don't enjoy you? And I had to learn that the hard way. But you have to learn how to enjoy you and to like you. So it may be that chapter. Maybe it's the chapter on writing it down, how to write down what you're going through, what you're feeling, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals. But for some of you, just one chapter will do you. And then others of you, you're going to read the book one time. And then there are some of you who will read the book three and four times. You know, I've met people who have read the book over and over, and it didn't bother them. You see, I've read books like that. Well, we read the Bible like that. We read the Bible how many times? More than once, that's for sure, on a daily basis. So we know there are books that we read more than once. And so when you're on your purpose, so we're talking today about being on your purpose, talking about purpose, how important is that? That is like the ultimate thing there. Yes, and if you're not living a life of purpose, what are you living? That's my question to you. If you are not living a life of purpose, what are you living? I want you to write that question down, and I want you to answer that question. I want you to answer that. And then I want you to answer another question. I want you to write this question down. I want you to answer it. How satisfied are you with your life? How satisfied are you? Okay, if you just tuned in, you tuned into the Coach LaLisa Show. I am Coach LaLisa. I have been a coach now for several years. And going back to, I've been doing coaching since somewhere around 2005, I offered my first coaching session. And then I said, oh, I really like this. I really like coaching. And then that following year, I took a coaching class in my PhD program. It's a requirement of the PhD program that I'm pursuing, which is a PhD in training and performance improvement. So that was one of the classes there. So and taking a deeper look at this, studying this course for 10 weeks. It's online college. And so the courses are only 10 weeks long. And for anybody that's interested in going to school online, please contact me through Facebook, and I can talk to you about online. As a matter of fact, I may do a segment on online college versus on ground college, because a lot of people don't know the differences. And there are lots of differences, but there are also a lot of benefits. And I can also go over the benefits and the features of getting your degree online, the benefits of saving time. That's one of the major benefits of going to school online. You save a lot of time. And so, yes, you don't get to sit in a classroom. No, you don't get to walk down the beautiful, hallways of most universities. But the time that you save is incredible. It is incredible. I know people that have gotten a degree that could take you on ground 4 years. People have gone online and gotten that same degree like in a year and a half. I've seen it happen. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I sat across the hallway from a gentleman just a couple years back, and he was getting his master's degree. And I was there because, I was there with him. It seemed like, because I actually wrote his letter. I wrote his letter of recommendation. And so I knew when he started. And when he finished, he came and told me. And he agreed. So, and it was like barely, like a little over a year. I was like, wow, you're kidding. I spent 4 years getting my master's degree. So it's a huge. Now he's already working on his PhD, but it's a huge amount of time saving to go online, especially for your undergrad. Maybe not for a PhD. You know, that still takes time. You got to do your lot of work to get the PhD. But for the other degrees of associates or bachelor's or master's, I mean, you can get all three of those probably in like 2.5 years if you do online college. So that's one of the major advantages. But so I have this this coaching class that I took, and then I really fell in love with it. And so I've just been doing coaching ever since. And I absolutely love it. So I'm here partly because I want to coach people today on their finding their purpose. And, you know, when you find it, you know, finding your purpose is like every day. It's every day you do something, you find something different about yourself. When you're living your life on purpose, when you accept that, and you do have to accept it, you have to come to that realization that you want to live your life, you want to live your purpose. You know, I used to, me and a lady, one of my friends in Cleveland, Denise, we would always joke and tease each other and say, we're not living life, we're living destiny, you know. Because some people say, how's life? Life is okay, it's okay, it's not okay, it's this, it's that, it's ho-hum, it's, you know. But when you live on purpose, or when you live your life, you know, on purpose, or when you're living your, you know, destiny, whatever you want to call it, they're basically the same, destiny and purpose, then every day is just so precious. Every day becomes precious when you're living on purpose, and you don't take, you know, any day lightly. You don't take any day for granted. And so each and every day you're looking for opportunities that fit your purpose. And so when you live on purpose, it kind of keeps you out of trouble. It keeps you out of trouble. It keeps you out of falling in with the wrong crowd, because you say, well, that doesn't fit my purpose. He or she doesn't fit my purpose. So it's easier to get rid of people that don't mean you any good. Whereas if, when you're not living your life on purpose, you may just let anyone into your circle. And that's not good. That's not always good. Because remember, there's I don't know who came up with the theory, but they discovered that people are going to be as successful as their five closest friends. Going to be as successful as your five closest friends. So it's not good to just let anyone into your world or into your private circle. You can know anyone that you want to know, but to allow them into your private circle, now that's, now you're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. So that's what we're going to do here today. Today is Tuesday, Fantastic Tuesdays, right here with Coach LaLisa in the morning. You know, this is a show where we motivate you, empower you, encourage you, bring you topics to help you unlock the secrets of your life, unlock the hidden talents of your life, I should say. And we want you to, and some secrets too, you know, they say you're only as sick as your secrets. And so, you know, we do on this show here, I know for myself, the owner and founder of Coach LaLisa Show. Do you know that this show is, I'm telling you, now you say, you know, you're just tuning in and, you know, you say, oh, it's just the Coach LaLisa Show. Ah, she's on there and, you know, it's not all that. But when you flip your television on and you see me sitting there, oh, the Coach LaLisa television is on Fox, you know, Channel 5. Now you're going to see, and that's a part of purpose. See, a lot of people, they just look to the people that are already in the big place, but they don't realize where these people started. You know, take Oprah Winfrey, for instance. You know, she started as just like a small town news reporter. Hello? There are a lot of, do you know, okay, first of all, let me ask you a question. Wherever you live, do you know any small town news reporters? Whatever town you live in, I don't care if you're in Ohio, North Carolina, California, Texas, Arizona, Wisconsin, you know, wherever you're at, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Florida, Georgia, you know, Alabama, Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, hey, New Jersey, y'all, Philly, doesn't matter where you are. Do you know any small town people, small town reporters? Okay, well, just think, that could be your next Oprah, because that's how she started, just a very, very, very small town reporter who really, you know, by all intents and purposes, it wasn't like, you know, she was just this drop-dead, you know, supermodel, you know, gorgeous type person that you would just think would just run off to Hollywood or something. No, but inside of her was her purpose, her destiny, her, you know, becoming who you really are. That was inside of her. And what did she do? She just let it out. Basically, she released her power. And look at where it took her. Look at where it took her. And so many others just like that. And so this is what happens when you release your power. You become something that you don't even recognize. I am sure that there are many days that she stood in front of the mirror and was like, where did all of this come from? Of course she did. That's why she sought out various people to help her understand herself. And that's what you have to do. When you're living your life on purpose, things are going to happen for you that you're going to wonder. I'm telling you, you're going to be looking like, who am I and how did I get here? So living your life on purpose is very, very, very important. Now, also, I want to let you know that because of the book, Release Your Power, and what's happening with that book right now, we've taken it on a social media tour. The book is on a social media tour right now. So our first tour stop was Facebook, which was last Tuesday. And each Tuesday for the next several weeks, we will be touring somewhere else, all social media networks. So you'll be able to do it, virtual social media networks, because there are some on-ground social media networks, and we're going to hit those later. But for now, we're going to do the virtual ones. So we did Facebook. We're going to do Blog Talk Radio tonight. We were planning to do Meetup, but we had to reschedule Meetup. There were some challenges with Meetup, so we're not going to be doing it with Meetup. But see, that's, you know, that's just life. There are going to be challenges. You don't give up. You keep going, going, always having a plan B, right? If plan A doesn't work, you need a plan B, C, D, E, and I like to take it all the way to Z and wrap back around and start over. Because if one door doesn't open, another one will. So we were planning to do meetup. We're not going to do meetup. We're going to do block talk. You know, someone taught me a while back, maybe back in 2000. And, oh, yes, it had to be 2006. It definitely was 2006. I'll never forget it. It was around April of 2006. I attended a very, very powerful women's conference, very, very powerful down in Philadelphia. It was known by the name of the God's Leading Lady, God's Leading Lady. And it was put together by Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he was traveling all over the country doing this God's Leading Lady, for which he also had a book for, that he wrote the book, God's Leading Lady. And he was touring this women's conference around the country, and one of the stops was Philadelphia. That was the closest stop to me, so being right here in New Jersey. So we went to this conference, and I'll never forget one of the speakers. She had said, go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated. And I never forgot that. So we're going to go where we're celebrated, and Blog Talk Radio is certainly a place where we're celebrated. We love the show here. I get email messages all the time from Blog Talk Radio, and so good things are happening with Blog Talk. So we're going to bring the social media here, the social media tour. Why not? We're here every day anyway. So it's going to happen tonight at 8 p.m. on the same station. So that's, what is the station? Glad you asked. The station is www.blogtalkradio.com/CoachLalisa, or you can tune into the station by dialing 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And if you have a smartphone of some sort, you can't listen to the show from your smartphone without dialing. So for those people who aren't able to make the dial because it may cost you or whatever, and you have internet access to your phone, you can listen from your smartphone. So that's what's happening. That's the biggest thing that's going on right now, is the social media tour. For those of you book lovers, you might want to connect, female book lovers that is, you might want to connect with the Women's Empowerment Book Club, that you can find that group right there on Facebook. They are working on getting their website up, but for now they're on Facebook. You can connect with them. They feature different authors for the month, and for the month of July, the featured author is moi. So you can go there, and sometimes you'll see posts that people are making about the book, and I will be there. They also have a radio program on Thursday nights at from 8 to 10 called Around the Table with Lady Flag. And right now she has it set up as a radio show. Well, you can go to her, go to that page and find out more about her radio show. And that comes on each night at from 8 to 10. But on Thursday nights, she features whomever her author, whatever night she'll feature her author of the month. And then they're always reading a particular book of the month. So the book they're reading for this month is Release Your Power. So you're going to be hearing a lot about Release Your Power, because people need, in this hour, they need to be walking in their power and their purpose. There is no, listen, this is 2011. There should be hardly anyone going or even planning to go into 2012 without releasing their power. That, I'm just put it out there. You need to do that. You need to do that, releasing your power at home. If you have family, let's just say you have children, you definitely need to release some power in that household. I know that right now, because I don't have children, but I watch TV and I watch these young people today. Somebody needs to release something. The second thing you need to do is, if you work, if you're on a job, you definitely need to release your power. And you may need to purchase a copy of the book and give it to your boss. For all of those of you who have bosses and managers and supervisors who don't have a clue about who they are, you need to get them that book. But those of you who have a supervisor, give it to them as a gift. My boss, let me see, the last job I had before I'm doing what I do right now, because I really don't consider my current job a job. It is work, but it's because this is what I love to do. But I love doing my last job, too, except there was a component of it that I absolutely hated. I have to admit that. I absolutely hated one component of that job. And because I am so secure in living my purpose, I walked away from the whole thing because there was one piece I hated. I did. So, but it was the other part I absolutely loved, but I didn't love it enough to, accept the one part that I hated, because I just believe in living 100% authentically what you want to do. Why not? That's where I'm headed. And my coach, Dee Marshall, who I don't get to coach with on a one-on-one basis any longer because, of course, she's traveling all over the world. She's on television. She's on magazines and things like that. But I'll never forget that she told me something that I never forgot. She said to me when we first started our coaching sessions, she said, "Okay, Lalisa, what is it that you want? What is it that you want?" And when I told her, she says, "Okay, that's what we're going to work towards." And so, in other words, it didn't happen overnight. Okay, it didn't happen in a year, but it's something that I'm working toward. So I'm working toward being 100% pure authentically doing exactly what I love to do each and every day, all day, not half the day, not I'll work and file papers the other half, because that's what, no, I will absolutely be doing it 100% of my life and before this year is out, before 2011 ends. Okay, because that's what we're working. See, it's something that she said, you're working toward that. See, if I'm standing here, standing still, and right over there, there's a cabinet right about 5 feet away. If I stand still, that cabinet, I can't touch it. It's 5 feet away. My arms are not that long. Well, if I stand still, I cannot touch that cabinet. It's 5 feet away, and I'm standing here. If I take one step, I'm only now, let's say I take one step, that equals a foot. I'm only now 4 feet away. Can I touch the cabinet? No. Am I closer? Yes. What happens if I take one more step? Now I'm 3 steps away. I'm 2 steps closer. Can I touch it? No, but I'm on my way. Of course, obvious is I'll take one more step. Now I'm 3 steps closer, 2 steps away. And can I touch it? No, well, possibly. My arm is not quite 24 inches long, so. But if I was to stretch, I could touch it. But what would have happened had I stood still? I would still be 5 feet away. But I took a step, and I was getting closer and closer. And then what happens if I get 1 foot away? I'm 4 feet closer. I definitely can touch it. But now, if I do the ultimate, I take that one more step. And now I'm right up on that wall. We're meshed. I can lean against it. I can lay on it. I can touch it. That's what it's like when you are working toward that goal. As sure, when I was 5 feet away, it seemed like it was so far into the distance. Can't touch it. Can't reach it. I can only see it. That's it. I can only see it. But there are sometimes you're going to go for things that you can't even yet see. It's just something that you visualize. You can't see. You got to see it with your mind's eye. You got to see it, though, with your mind's eye. You maybe can't see it with the naked eye. But you got to see it in your mind's eye. You got to put it in your imagination. And now you take the step toward it day by day, week by week, month by month, minute by minute. You're getting closer. Can't touch it yet. It's still out of reach. You're still, 18,000 feet away, but you're one step closer or two steps closer. It's, however you want to look at it. And so one of the things that we try to do is we try to help people look at things different. You know, God has given each of us, I believe, and to some degree, the power to do that, to see things differently. That's why it's critical to talk to other people. It's not that one person has that secret power to see things differently. No, we all are able to do that. And it's just that we do it for different people at different times. You know, there are times when I may call Kiva. And she knows, too, I'll call her like, Kiva, I could be on my way to a seminar and I'll call Kiva, Kiva, what should I say, or I'll call Dr. Cindy Hunter, or I'll call Elaine, or I'll call my sister Beverly. She's one of my main persons. Like, she already knows when, if it's a day that I've told her that I'm doing a seminar, or that I'm preaching or doing something, she knows to expect the phone call, because, you see, people can see things different than you. Face it. People see things different than you. People see things different than I do. And I want to hear from those people. I want a different perspective sometimes. Because when you go to speak to somebody or you go to speak to a group, there are all kind of people in that group. And I personally, I don't know how you feel, but I have not experienced all experiences in life. Only Jesus said, I've been tested in all points just like you. So, yeah, he had every experience going on. But not, I don't have that. I've never absolutely ever, never in my entire life been pregnant or nor had a child. Never even been pregnant. I've never once woke up and was worried about the fact that, okay, I didn't have a period. That's, for a long time, that never even dawned on me to even think that way, because it never happened and it was never a thought. But so yet, I'm not going to say I can talk to women and teach them anything about, raising their children or what they experience. Oh, I can tell you about raising children because I can read that in a book. I can read it in an article. I can look at the research. I can look at people around me. Oh, I can tell you, sure. But it's not going to mean as much because I don't know the ins and outs, put it like that. I can tell you what's in a book. I can tell you what the psychologists say. I can tell you what they've written. But I can't tell you the ins and outs because I don't know the ins and outs. You probably could tell me the ins and outs for those of you that have had children. So in that case, I probably need to do more listening than I should be doing talking. However, you can ask me things about life. I'm pretty good at life. Life I've experienced. Haven't experienced raising a life. Haven't experienced teaching a life, but I've experienced my own life. So I just threw that in, but we're talking today about purpose. If you want to explode, if you really want your life to just, and especially for those individuals who are looking for a mate, if you are looking for a mate, one of the easiest ways to be found, first of all, we know you're not going to look, you're going to be found. If you want to be found by your God-given mate, because he said, blessed is the man that findeth a wife. So you want to be found. So he's got to find you, so you can't be looking because you're going to miss it. So don't look, just be found. But now, the best way to be found, I should say, because you can do it. I think that's okay because God said that he's going to find you. So I don't think there's anything wrong with making sure you're in the places to be found, okay? But don't be looking, okay? It's not your job to look. It's your job to be found. And so you want to be found the right way. So one of the things you might want to do in order to be found is that you want to be, how do you want to be found? Put it like that. You want to be found, I would suggest, in my opinion, I would want to be found walking in my purpose. If I was single today, if I was doing this all over again, okay, I've been married 21 years, so I can't do it all over again because I'm quite happy with my husband. If I wasn't, I would say I would want to do it all over again, but I absolutely, and if I did want to do it, if I did get a chance to do it all over again, I would go and sit right back on that same seat at the Fox Trap that I sat on, that I was sitting on when he met me. Now, some people would say that you were sitting in the fox trap. How could that have been a God-given mate? Isn't that a bar? Yes, it was. It is. Still is a bar. It's still there today, but I don't advise anyone to go sitting there. However, if the Holy Spirit moves you to go sit there, that's on you, because I am not one to tell the Holy Spirit what to do. If he could tell Gomer to marry, Hosea to marry Gomer, then, hey, who am I to tell anybody where to go get a mate or how? But how to be found, I can talk about that. So if I was doing it all over again, as I was saying, I would make sure, which I was at the time, and I just didn't know it, I would make sure that I'm walking in my purpose. That's all I was going to say. And I was walking in my purpose. And I didn't even realize that I was walking in my purpose when I was walking in my purpose. But I was, because it was my purpose to come to New Jersey, okay, from Ohio. It was my purpose to have a tie and a connection to people in the inner city that are having a lot of problems. Because that's my purpose still. So that's why I know that it was my purpose to be where I was, to meet the people that I met. And it was absolutely my purpose to meet my husband, because he's very supportive of what I'm doing. I mean, any man that would, okay, people might think, well, he's probably not all that supportive. Well, any man that would let you get out of bed every morning at 6 o'clock to come host a radio show is very, very, very supportive of you. And I've been doing this now for 3 years. Well, we haven't been doing 7 a.m. for 3 years. We've only been doing that for about a year and a half. But so he's a very, very wonderful. And so you can be found doing your purpose. And so the purpose is more than just a cliche. It's more than just something nice to want. It's, you know, okay, we want a nice home, or we might want a nice investment account. Those are nice things to want. But your purpose is your life. This is not something nice to want. This is something that you must do. You must have. It's incredible. It's incredible. And I tell you, I'm finding out more and more and more about it. For instance, did you know, like, for instance, I didn't even think about it like that, especially for even single and or married. You know, my husband and I were married, and we've had our problems, probably like a lot of marriages, and not all. I know there are marriages out there that they never had a single problem. I'm not going to say that every marriage has problems. They may have small problems, but not every marriage has major problems. It's up to the two people. You know, when you have two people with very strong opinions, and those opinions differ a lot, you're going to have problems, okay? Especially if people have very strong opinions and the opinions differ and both parties want to be the one that's right. Yeah, you're going to have problems. But if you have a very compromising person that doesn't have a lot of strong opinions, doesn't have to be right, you know, with someone that does, then you're not probably going to have a lot of problems in that marriage. Okay? So, but we've had ours, put it like that. We're both very opinionated. We both have our own, you know, we both grew up in very strong families where our mothers were very opinionated women. It used to be fun just to watch the two of them together when they were both alive. So we can both see, it's funny with me and my husband, we look at each other and we know what tree the apple didn't fall far from. So when you have very opinionated parents, even, and like I said, and we both had very strong-natured mothers. And so, yeah, we had some challenges there. So purpose, finding your purpose is important even for the married couple, even for the person that is already in, or you could have been in a relationship 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and it's still important. And it will still align you when you find, that's what I was going to say, is that that's one of the major benefits of finding your purpose. It gets you in alignment. You ever feel like you're out of balance? You ever feel discombobulated, overworked, underpaid? You ever feel like that? You ever feel like that sometimes? Overworked, like, oh, I'm overworked and underpaid. You ever feel like that? Yeah, I felt like that before a couple times. I felt like that a few times. No, every job I've ever had, I felt like that. But you're going to feel like that when you're working a job. It's natural. It's natural to feel that way. And if you're not the CEO, you're not the owner, then it's natural for almost. But not everyone has to feel like that. So, again, not everybody. Because some people feel they're very well paid for what they do. They feel they're very well paid for what they do. And that's a great place to be. When you feel that you're well paid for what you do, that's a beautiful place to be. And I'm saying that when you live on purpose, that is one of the perks. When you know your purpose and you're operating in your purpose, one of the perks, one of the benefits, one of the benefits is living in balance, living a balanced life. You feel balanced, okay? You feel fulfilled. Another benefit, feeling fulfilled. You don't feel empty. You don't feel, you know, you don't feel like something's missing all the time. You ever live where you're just, and I've lived there. Believe me, I have lived there. That is a horrible place to live, where you're always feeling like something's missing. Something's missing. So you go out and get a man and then find out that he didn't add anything to the missing piece that you were feeling. Or you go out and you buy some new clothes and you still didn't quite hit the missing piece. Or you may go out and get a new car and yet still not quite fulfilling the missing piece. You got to have, yeah, peace, yeah, P-E-A-C-E, the missing P-I-E-C-E. When you get the P-E-A-C-E, if you get to feel the missing piece, you'll always feel at peace. But when you're walking in your purpose, those are some of the benefits that you'll be fulfilled, that you will feel in alignment. You will feel balanced. You will feel settled. You won't feel anxious. Like I said today, I'm urging you, but not with an anxiousness. But I'm just urging you, like with an urgency, like let's get it done. Let's move toward this now. Let's stop standing still. You know, you can't touch that cabinet that's about only 5 feet away by standing still unless your arm is 5 feet long. And you haven't quite met anyone like that yet. So you got to be moving toward this place of purpose. The closer you get. And when you get there, ultimately, finally, it's a feeling that you can't explain. You can only experience it. And it's your right to live your life of purpose. You know, God gave you that right. He wants you to live your life on purpose. And if you know your purpose, great. If you know your purpose, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, if you have any questions, you can type them into the chat room. I will be glad to address it for you. If you have any comments, I know I've said a lot here today. If you're on the switchboard and you have a question, you can hit your number one key. And I know you're on the host queue. I don't know if they're still doing that or not, because Blog Talk Radio, like so many other things, have upgraded. And so now they have an upgraded switchboard, and you can no longer... before they used to show a thing that looked like a little hand, being raised, but I don't see that now. So I don't know. Maybe if you hit your number, somebody hit your number one key, just so I can see what does happen. See if anything lights up. You know, I don't know. Just hit your number one key just to see if it does that. But before, I know it did. I think now what they want you to do is to be able to screen people. So in other words, I think once you hit the screen button, you'll be able to talk to people and see what they're going to say when they come on your show and what have you. But that's pretty funny. So everybody's doing the whole upgrade. It's like with the phones, right? You get one phone, they say, oh, we're going to upgrade you. Or you go on a flight. You know, they've been doing that in the airline business for years. You know, you go to the airline and you pay for one first class. Maybe you pay for coach. and they say, well, we're going to upgrade you to first class. So, you know, upgrade. So now people are starting to use that term for your life. You got to upgrade your life. Some people, their lives need an upgrade, or you're going to upscale. Like said, some people says, well, we live in an upscale neighborhood. We live in a neighborhood that is affluent. People there are affluent. They have, they have money. They have money, and they're influential because they have connections. So a lot of people want to be around affluent people and people that are, they can influence, affluence and influence, so that you can be around people that can influence others on your behalf, okay? So anyway, so it's Tuesday here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Coach Lalisa talking today about purpose, talking for those of you who want to experience our, see what our social media tour is like. Please tune back in tonight at 8 right here on the same station, where we're going to do stop 2 of this social media tour. Now, don't forget, please, please, please mark your phones, your calendars for Mr. Versi Walker, and go and tell someone you know that he's going to be here. You know, he's faithful. He's here each and every week, unless, of course, he's out of town. Well, not out of town, because even if he's out of town, he will still do the show. He does the show every Wednesday. And he, unless he's on a cruise, he was on a cruise one time and he tried to do the show. It didn't quite work. He was out to sea and somehow he couldn't get the connection, but he did try. It was so funny. He tried his best. He did not want to miss the show. So, you know, there's lots of wonderful things that you can do. I mean, I just helped, one lady. I'm working with a lady. She wants to write a book. So we're working with her. This woman has had 10 children. She has 9 grandchildren. Well, about to have 9 grandchildren. Well, she has 8 grandchildren, put it like that. She has 8 grandchildren. She has 10 of her own children. And her mother had 10 children. And I was like, well, I know you got a book to write. She says, yeah, her cousin or someone is helping her now write a book. So I'm just there to encourage. You see how easy it is to encourage someone? I'm encouraging her that she's got to get that book out. There's another woman that I've been trying to encourage her to write a book. I think she needs to write a book. And she is. I believe she's going to write one very, 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 very soon. So she's going to be writing her book. And so we've encouraged a few people to write books. I absolutely love encouraging people to write. I don't know why, but I love encouraging people to write a book. I think that it's because I believe that if you have something that can work for someone, why not put it in a book and get it to them? Yeah, you could call them up and tell them, but that's like the long way. That'll take a long time. And besides, you don't know who everyone is. That way, if you put it in a book, it's just on a shelf, and anyone who needs it can pick it up, whether it's a virtual shelf like Nook and their other readers, well, or whether it's a traditional bookshelf, okay? It could be, the book could be laying anywhere. I'll never forget the woman who found my book in, like, the back seat of someone's car. She said the book absolutely blessed her life. It helped her find her purpose. She quit her job that she had been working on for over 20 years in an administrative-type role with a company like, it wasn't AT&T, but this is a company like AT&T. I'm not sure which company it was now. It was a highly corporate administrative role she had done for 20 years. She picked up the book, Release Your Power, which was on the back seat of her girlfriend's car, who was just giving her a ride. She said, oh, what is this about? And the woman said, I'm not sure. I just bought it from my friend, Louisa. And she said, I don't know. I haven't even read it yet. The woman had just bought the book. Well, the woman convinced her to let her take the book, and she did. The woman went home and read the book that night. The next day, she quit her job and became a teacher. I don't know how, but within a few days, it didn't take her long for that to happen. She quit her job that she had been on for over 20 years, obviously had a good pension going. It was with a good company, one of those telecommunication type companies. She quit her job. She had to be a good 50 at least 50, 51, two, somewhere in that neighborhood, late 40s. She quit and became a teacher at one of the inner city schools in Newark, New Jersey, like Weequay or West Side, one of those schools. And she called me up to tell me, and I was like, wow. She said, yeah, because I want to live my purpose. She said, I always wanted to work with inner city youth in high school. Can you believe it? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. And so there you have it, people. Yes, it's a very encouraging book. It will encourage you to do things like that, to live your life on purpose. And then another young lady, even though that's not the book, that I have another book out, and she found my, this other lady found my book amongst a dead woman's things. She was going through, since the person had passed away, they brought her stuff and said, anybody that, you know, you need anything out of here, whatever. Somehow she was going through and she found this book. And so it was a book, you know, by me, and she said, wow, what is this? So you never know. She got the book out, and she began to read from the book, and then she began to use it as she goes around and speaks to different people at shelters. And she began to talk about the book there with people in these shelters. So you never know when you're on your purpose. So I guess that's why I try to encourage people to write books, because you don't know whose life you're going to touch with your message. Yes, it can be a story, but there's also a message. Now, I know when I wrote my book, Release Your Power, you know, I could have just wrote my story about my life. But, you know, something inside of me kept saying, make it more than just a story. Talk about the message, not just the story. What's the message behind the story, in other words? Yeah, we know the story is that you were molested as a child, you went to jail, you were a prostitute, you got arrested, you went to jail. You came out, you had your GED, you went to college. We know this. That's the story, okay? We can tell that anytime. But what's the message behind the story? That's what I like, because I believe that the message can almost now fit almost really any, not any story, but a whole lot of, it can fit, the message can fit any story of tragedy, any story of chaos, any story of confusion, any story of a person that's been rejected, any story of a person that has some debilitating kind of illness, I think the story can fit, or the message can fit, rather, you see. So anyway, that's all I have to share today. So what do you have to share? I know now. Hi, okay. Mark for the hand. Yay, I don't like it. Okay. It's a question mark for the hand. Really? Okay, I didn't notice that. And really? Okay. I don't see the question mark. I guess no one. A question mark. Oh, okay. I don't see that. I don't see a question mark at all. But anyway, so maybe next show somebody can, maybe I'll call in. Oh, that would be cool. How about if I call in from my cell phone, and then that way I can see exactly what it is. Well, we only have a minute left and a minute and a half left to the show. But I'm curious. Oh, no, we only have 90 seconds left. So don't forget the social media tour. It continues. And thank you so much, Lady Kiva, who also has a show right here. So she knows a lot about Blog Talk Radio. So I can see there. I told you, you know, you have people all around you. Now, the other thing, too, is you definitely want to connect with her. You definitely want to connect. Okay, so in that case, Kiva, I'm glad you told me that, because there have been people that have had their question mark up, and I didn't know what that meant. So no wonder when the show went off, they said to me, well, I was on the show. I wanted to say something. I had no idea. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Thanks, Kiva. Thank you. See, sometimes that's how simple life is. You just need to ask. Okay, everyone. Have a great, awesome, powerful, wonderful day. Find your purpose. Live your purpose. Please contact me on Facebook. Do not keep putting it off. Stop putting off tomorrow what you can. Living on purpose is a wonderful life, the best life you'll ever have. It's the best one you'll ever get. It doesn't get any better than this, okay?
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.